Hey, y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. In this episode, I'll be giving you my thoughts on whether the Washington football team should be renamed. Spoiler alert, it should be. So, let's get started. So, first I want to start out with this idea that, and I know this is an unpopular opinion that I have, and I know I'm not the only one who has it, and that is, the name Commanders just sounds so lifeless. It's lame city. It sounds like Coke that's been sitting out for 3 days and went flat. It had flavor. It had spice at one point, if we're talking about, you know, a football team. But it has, like, the life has been drained from it. You're like one or two steps above naming your football team the Washington Football Players. Like, duh, they're a football team. They play football. Of course they're football players. It's like, it's just so lame and dumb. And the rationale that I've heard for it, because it was announced around that 2020 time when, guy made a bunch of poor decisions and got himself arrested and he died because he was under the influence of God knows what, including fentanyl, and everyone turned it into a big racial something or other. And I know that others are going to have already said this, but I'm going to agree with them, and that is that I think that the team should be renamed the Redskins, because yes, I will grant that in the past the word Redskin was used as a slur, and or could be used as a slur against Native Americans. However, I will say that, one, I don't think you're going to find a lot of people using it in that context, especially nowadays, because most people, like myself, understand that skin color is like the stupidest way you can judge someone. It's even stupider than naming your team the football players, because God created everyone in his image, regardless of skin color. And so judging people by literally the first thing you see, which is, you know, their skin, because we all have it, it's kind of important. You kind of need that. It's just dumb. That's why racism is dumb. So anyone who accuses me of being a racist would probably win a debate against a fence post, but it might be close. Anyway, the thing is that, yes, the Washington team should be renamed the Redskins. The Cleveland team should be renamed the Indians. Because the Guardians is just like the Commanders. In fact, it's worse, because, I mean, what are you? You're guarding the bases to prevent the other team from stealing them? Like, what? You literally, you know, if Commanders was maybe two steps above naming your team the Washington Football Players, Guardians is like one step above naming your team the Cleveland Baseball Players. And then, before too long, that'll be even offensive, and it'll be just go ball team, go ball team. I mean, I don't have a dog in either of these fights because I'm a Cardinals and Chiefs fan, but I still think that some of these names are just dumb. Like, if Commanders was Coke that sat out for 3 days and went flat, Guardians is a banana that sat out for 2 weeks and turned black and gross, and it's just, you go to peel it and just this yellow juice just flows out of it and makes a mess on the floor. Ugh. Reminds me of a time in first grade I did a science experiment because I was curious how long a banana could set. And within a few weeks, it went from a yellow banana to this black husk that, again, when mom took it out of the bag, it was just a black peel with some yellow juice that squirted out onto the kitchen floor, and it was disgusting. Anyway, the thing that I want to get to here is, yes, we should rename the teams back to what they were before all the wokesters got all up in a knot and the teams were renamed to these dumb, lifeless names. Because, and others have made this point too, and I will agree with them, that you generally don't name teams for things you don't like. Now, you could argue there might be a few exceptions to this. I heard of a school once that was called the Orphans, which, to be charitable, I guess you could say that, you know, orphans have to overcome a lot of adversity that not everybody does. So, oh, look, they championed over adversity. Like, but even then, like, it needs some work. My school that I went to till 8th grade, the mascot was the Twigs. It was a K-8 school, so, like, part of that is, you know, elementary, younger grades. There are some younger grade schools that are called acorns, but what do acorns do? They grow into trees. Twigs, you know, part of a bigger tree. And you could be saying, oh, look, the little twig beat the mighty, I don't know, Wildcats or whatever team you played. Like, so, I mean, at least that's got there's some humor or some irony or something there, you know, like there's some, for lack of a better word, there's some poetry, not like these Guardians and Commanders and whatever. And so going back to the other point, you don't normally name teams for things you don't like or don't think are very strong. I mean, there's a reason why there's no football team called the Garbage Cans or the Broken Vending Machines or the Sweaty Socks. I mean, there are teams whose name ends in socks, but they're not Sweaty Socks. They're like Red Socks or White Socks, obviously. You don't name your team the Gelatinous Blobs either. Because gelatinous blobs are, obviously everybody knows, that they're very fragile. They're not very strong. As anyone who has ever eaten a cup of Jell-O mixed fruit can attest, that the Jell-O gets, like, melty and mushy. Ugh. Anyway, my thoughts on this are pretty simple. The teams that were named things like Indians and Redskins should be renamed to those old names instead of these lifeless, uninspired names that were picked because of political correctness. Like, you know, even a name like that, it sounds lifeless when you contrast it with the original, but, like, if that always been their name all along, you could argue that it was less so because, well, what do you have to compare it to? It's always been called that. It's the same problem I have with the Dixie Chicks. They took the Dixie part out. They're just the Chicks. It's like, ugh, it just sounds flat. Like, if they'd always been called that, it wouldn't sound as bad. But that's a topic for another day. And, like, if the even if the name had been changed because of something completely unrelated, I don't know what that something would be, but, like, you know, if it had been changed because of a specific event that happened in the city, like a historical event, or something else like that, if it hadn't been because of political controversy, it wouldn't be as off-putting. I don't think people are just upset about the name itself. I think they're more upset that you're trying to cram politics down their throats when they just want to watch a freaking game. Like, when I'm watching football, I don't want to watch political ads and partisan sermons. I want to watch football. Same thing if I'm watching baseball, you know, although football's my favorite. I felt kind of that same off-put when, you know, as a Chiefs fan, seeing Taylor Swift every 2 seconds. It's like, for one thing, I don't even like Taylor Swift. She was okay in her country days, but when she turned to pop, When she switched to pop, she now sounds like a cat that got stuck in a taffy puller. And also, it's like, I don't care about celebrity drama. I don't care who's dating who. That's their problem, not mine. So when they would pan to her every 3 seconds, it was like, can we stop? Can we just watch football and not Taylor Swift? Like, Taylor Swift concerts, last time I checked, had tickets. You had to pay for the tickets. So if you want to see Taylor Swift, go to a Taylor Swift concert if you can afford it. Those things can, I've heard, get into the thousands upon thousands of dollars. I also realized that this podcast has talked more about people than I normally do. I try to normally keep it to issues. But this is a bit more of a lighthearted issue because I took a bit of a longer break than normal. I already had a bit of a kind of a backlog from that, and we're sort of easing back into things. So thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it or considered it to be food for thought. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our X account, JFSCPod, and on Facebook, at Jesse's Fireside Chats. You can also send us an email if you feel so inclined at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS, firesidechats@gmail.com. Please pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And if you'd like to be a guest on our show, please feel free to contact me on any of those platforms. Would highly appreciate it. I also would like to tell you that we have a Ko-fi page, as I've been saying the last few times. So no pressure, but if you feel so inclined to support us with a small donation, we would really appreciate it. It's Ko-fi, KOFI.com/Jesse's Fireside Chats. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a blessed day.